Okay, today is Daf Yud of Maseches Harios. We're on Daf Tes Amud Beis. We're up to the new Perek. Kohen Mashiach Shechata. If a Kohen Gadol sinned, V'achar Kach, and after he sinned, Avar Mimashichaso, he's no longer a Kohen Gadol. Why is he no longer a Kohen Gadol? I don't know. Doesn't make a difference why he's not a Kohen Gadol anymore.
Is it related to his sin or not related to his sin?
No, not related. Doesn't
he
matter. He was demoted, he retired, he's Tomei, whatever it is. Amum, fine. V'chein also Nasi Shechata, if a Nasi Melech sin. V'achakach, and after that, Avar Migdulaso. He's no longer the Melech anymore. How do you not become a Melech? He resigned, he was overthrown, I don't know. Kohen Mashiach Mevi Par. The Kohen Gadol still brings a Par. V'hanasi Mevi Seir. And the Melech still brings a Seir. Why? Because it goes by where they were when they sinned, not where they are when they bring in the carbon. When they sinned, they were special. So therefore, even though now they're not special anymore, they still bring the special animal. Okay? Mashiach she'avar mimashichaso. What if a Kohen Gadol is no longer a Kohen Gadol? He resigned, he retired, he's not a Kohen Gadol. He's sitting in Ramat Beit Shemesh, right? He's not a Kohen Gadol anymore. Then he made a sin. Then he made a sin. The chain or hanasi. You have a king. He's not a king anymore. He retired. And after that he sinned. So, Kohen Mashiach may be par. The Kohen Gadol still brings a par. It could be 20 years. He hasn't been a Kohen Gadol for 20 years. He still brings a par. Why? Yeah, it's a chad, but it's a special chad. It's not a regular Jew now. He's a Kohen Gadol still. He hasn't been a Kohen Gadol for 20 years. Doesn't matter, he still brings a power. Nasi Hedyot, Kedyot. A Melech is like a regular person now. He was a regular person. He sinned as a regular person. He brings a carbon like a regular person. What do you see from here? That a Kohen Gadol never loses his Kedusha. He's godless.
Right, yeah.
So the Gemara says, one second. Hashta, Yesh Lomer, Avramim Shichaso. If he's no longer a Kohen Gadol, V'acha Kachet, and then he sinned, Mevich Par, he has to bring a Par. So then, Chet, V'acha Avramim Shichaso, Tzuchel Reimar, I need the Mishnah to tell me the first case. If he hasn't been a Kohen Gadol for 20 years, he still brings a chatas like a Kohen Gadol. Then for sure, if he sinned when he was a Kohen Gadol, but now he's not a Kohen Gadol, so for sure you bring a chatas, a special one. Speaking of the name, it's obvious. No, we should be the Katani Gavi Nasi, because we wanted to contrast it to the Nasi. The Chiyav of Mimishin Minziyazo, because if a Nasi retires, V'yachakachet, and then he sins, Kehedyo Dami, Kehedyo Maithi, he brings like a regular person, Ahachi Tani Gavi Mashiach. That's why we said it with the contrast by a Kohen Gadol, Chet, V'achach, Avar, Mevi Par, that if he sinned and then he brought a, and then he, that if he, Chet, that if he sinned and then he was no longer a king, Mevi Par, that the Kohen Gadol still brings a Par. Menahani Mili, how do we know all this? How do you know what? How do you know that a Kohen Gadol still considered a Kohen Gadol, even hasn't been a Kohen Gadol for 20 years? How do you know that? The Tanur Rabbanan, it says, V'hikriv al chataso. He brings a carbon for his chet. Malameid, shemei b'chataso, misha avar. Even if he's no longer a Kohen Gadol, he's still considered a Kohen Gadol. Shiyachal baladinu. I would have thought just opposite. Uma nasi. You have a king. Shemei b'shegas maisa. A king has to bring a carbon chatas if he makes a mistake, like every other Jew. However, ein mei b'chataso, misha avar. He does not bring a special chatas when he's been retired. Mashiach, a Kohen Gadol. She'ein mei b'shegas maisa. A Kohen Gadol does not bring a carbon chatas if he makes a mistake. Remember we learned that?
He doesn't bring a goat anymore. He brings something else.
He doesn't bring anything if he makes a mistake. Kohen Gadol walks home one day on Shabbos after Shul, turns the light on. He does not bring a carbon chatas. He does not bring a carbon chatas. Why not? We learned that in Pesukim. He only brings a carbon chatas el al helam davrim shigas maisa. He has to first make a psak on himself. He has to first make a psak. A whole lumdus. I'm allowed to turn lights on Shabbos for the following reason. Oh, that was wrong. Then he brings a chatas. But if Stam doesn't have a bashogi, he does not bring a chatas. So then, lo kolshkein? So for sure he should be downgraded. Talmud Lomar, that's why it says, figur l'chataso. No, malamid, shemevi, al-chataso, misha avar. Even if he's no longer a Kohen Gadol, hasn't been a Kohen Gadol for 10 years, he still brings a special carbon chatas. Why?
He doesn't lose his
godless. Learn that at Pesukim. The Nais Dinami Nasi Mikal V'Chomer. So with the same logic, The melech should also be the same story. He hasn't been the king for 10 years. He should still bring a special carbon. Why? Ma Mashiach. You have a kohen gadol. She'ein mevi b'shigas ma'isa. He does not bring a chatas for making the mistake. Nevertheless, mevi b'chatas misha avar. He brings a chatas when he hasn't been a kohen gadol for 20 years. So nasi, you have a melech. She'mevi chatas b'shigas ma'isa. He does bring a chatas when he makes a mistake. Melech comes home from shul on Shabbos morning, turns the light on, he does bring a chatas. So ain't no din, so for sure, maybe chatas on misha avar, he should bring a chatas 10 years later after he's not a melech anymore. Talmud Lomar, that's why it says, Asher nasi yechte, the melech sinned, kishu nasi, in kishu hedyot, lo. When he's a melech, yes, when he's not a melech, no.
Loses rankings out.
Correct. Now the reverse case. Says the Mishnah, Chato, he sinned when he was a regular person. Ad Shlom Nisnamnu. He wasn't the king yet. V'yachar kach Nisnamnu. The next day after he sinned, they made him the king. When he sinned, he was not the king. When they appointed him, he was the king already. When then the next day he became the king. So he didn't have a chance to bring the carbon yet. So now he's a king. When he sinned, he wasn't a king. When he found out about it, when he's going to bring the carbon, he is a king. What do you do? He's like a head yot. Why is he like a head yot? Because it goes by where you were when you sinned, just like the previous Mishnah. Half. Where was he when he sinned? He was a regular Jew. A head yot. Right? Exactly. Exactly. Reb Shimon Omer, no. When he did it. When he did it, he was a regular Jew. Therefore, I don't care what you are now. Could be the Melech, could be Kohen Gadol, it makes no difference. You're a regular Jew, you're being a regular Chatas. Now, Reb Shimon Omer, not so fast. Im Noda Lehem Ad Shelo Nisnamnu Chayavin. If you didn't even know that you did the mistake, you didn't even know that you did a mistake, you're not even aware of it. Ad Shelo Nisnamnu, then you became the Melech, then Chayavin. Then you're Chayiv to bring a regular carbon.
Why?
What?
Why?
He wasn't
a kohen gadol when he.
Not a kohen gadol, a melech.
I mean, I didn't say.
In other words, he was a regular Jew. Right, he sinned. He discovered his sin.
Right,
Then he became the melech.
Right.
He's a regular head yot.
Right.
However, says Rabbi Shimon, umishin is namnu, if he sinned. Then he became the melech. Then he found out he did that sin. After he became the melech, peturin, he will never bring that carbon. Why? Because Reb Shimon holds, you don't go after the chet itself, you go after both. The chet and the yediyas hachet. Okay, you go after both, not just the chet, but where were you when you found out about the chet? Now you're already a melech, when you found out about it, right?
You bring a carbon for a show,
no,
you just don't bring the same one.
Correct.
You don't bring anything. From anything, but from the one that you do with your head.
No, if you only found out about it, put that head.
So the answer is, we're going to see in the Gemara, there's nothing to bring. You can't bring a chatas head yot because you're a melech. You can't bring a melech because you're a head yot. You need both. Therefore, you don't bring anything. That's the Gemara. That's where Shimon holds that. That's where Shimon holds. Now, Ezehu Nasi, what is the Nasi that we're talking about? What's a Nasi? A Melech. It's a Melech. Shenemar, the Gemara is going to say, don't think it's like a Nachshon Ben Amir, like a Nasi of Sheva Yehuda. It's not that. It's a Melech. Shenemar, like it says, Bikol Mitzvah Hashem Alokav, Shema Gab Avel Hashem Alokav. There's no one greater than on top of him, only than Hashem himself. He's top dog in the religion. The only one bigger than him is God himself. Okay?
You know, we mentioned Nasi in the past 4 or 5 Mishnah.
Yeah, right. Now we say what is it?
Correct.
How does such a person get
to
for his
sin? I don't know.
That would apply for the Kohen Gadol as opposed to the Melech.
We said that yesterday about the Kohen Gadol also. That yeah. No one bigger than, yeah, we said the same thing yesterday. Right. So, Menahani Mili, how do we know this? How do we know what? How do we know... How do we know that he brings a carbon like a head yot? If he was a head yot when he found out about it, when he did it, Tana Rabbanan, im hakohen hamashiach yechta. If the kohen will sin, prat lekodmos. That excludes things that happened before he became the melech. when he was younger. Valodinu. The truth is, it's a kavachomer. Ma nasi, you have a king, she maybe shigigas maitha, he brings a chatas if he makes a mistake. Ein maybe al hakodmos, but he doesn't bring a chatas, what he did 10 years ago. So Mashiach, you have a kohen gadol, she ain maybe el al helam davar, im shigigas maitha. The only way a kohen gadol is ever going to bring a chatas is if he paskins for himself first and then makes a mistake. Ein odin, shelo yavi al hakodmos, so for sure he shouldn't have to bring anything when he. A special carbon when from his old days. So he said, "Lo, imamart ben nasi." Now you know why nasi is different. The melech is different. Shekin ein nevi chatoso misha avar. He never brings a special chatos if he retired. Tomar ben mishiach nevi chatoso misha avar. The kohen gadol still is special, even though he retired and he did a thing now. 20 years after he retired, he still brings a special animal like a kohen gadol because he's a different status. On Yom Kippur itself. Yom Kippur. We're going to get to that in a few minutes. Yes.
And that's Machapur is...
Yeah, because the theory is you can't advocate for the Chai Yisrael if you yourself are no good.
Right.
So first you go after you forgive yourself.
Right.
Then the Kahanim, because they're also busy on Yom Kippur. Then the Chai Yisrael. Right, so we're going to get to that. That idea is going to be used in a few... We had that idea already once. It's going
to
come up again.
Right, it's only a protest pertains to Karmat, to a Karmat. If he dies, the guy doesn't go free from
We're going to learn that also in the next few days. Howel, maybe that's right, but we'll see who there are other kahanim gedolim that are hanging around. We'll learn about them. Howel, maybe chatos misha avar, just like a kohen gadol brings a chatos for a past aveira, a special chatos for a past aveira. Yavi ala kodmos, he should also bring for things he did when he wasn't a kohen gadol. Talmud lomar hamashiach yechteh, right? Chatos shu mashiach maybe. Only when he's a kohen gadol he has to bring. Because you had yod eno mevi, what he did when he was not a kohen gadol yet, that doesn't count. Tanya nami hachi, nasi kai gavna. We learned the same thing about a melech. Asher nasi yechta, it says about a nasi since probably kodmos, but not when he was before he was a melech. When he was 14 years old, he wasn't a melech yet. It doesn't count. Fado dinhu, but it really is a kal v'chomer. Ma, it's the exact same thing. We just said this. Ma mashiach, you have a kohen gadol. He brings a chatos when he retired. Even if he retired, he still brings a special chatos. Eino mevi al kodmos, but he doesn't bring a special chatos before he became a kohen gadol. So nasi a king, he does not bring a special chatos after he retires. Eino din shlo yavi al kodmos. So for sure, he shouldn't bring a special chatos before he became a melech. So Gemara says, wait a minute. Mamla Mashiach, what about a kohen gadol? She ain't maybe shigas maisa, but kohen gadol never brings a chatas for a mistake. Tomar bishnasi maybe b'shigas maisa, but a nasi does. So hoel who maybe b'shigas maisa yovi ala kodmos. So maybe since he has to bring on a shigas maisa, he should even bring for things he did before he was a melech. Always a special carbon. Tamad lomar shenasi yechte shechata hare v'ahu arehu nasi. He's a nasi now. V'lo shechata v'deu hedyot. Not when he was a Nazi, not when he was still a head yot. Okay? Now. Next. Okay, good? Mm-hmm. Now, Tanur Rabbanan. No, it's easy daf today. Tanur Rabbanan. It says like this. Asher Nasi Yechte. When the Nasi will sin. Not im Nasi Yechte. But Asher Nasi Yechte, when the Nasi will sin. Says the Gemara, Yachol Gzeira. I would think it's a Gzeira, like the Nasi is going to sin. Right? Talmud Lomar, Im HaKohen HaMashiach Yechte. Well, by a Kohen Gadol, it says Im, if the Kohen Gadol sins. If the Kohen Gadol sins, then Halacha. And if it doesn't say if the Melech sins, it says when the Melech sins, like he's going to sin. So why does it say, does when mean that it's going to happen? Like Hashem makes a Gzeira, the Melech is going to sin? No! Just like a kohen gadol says im, so to hear it means im also. Ma lahalan kishiyecheta, afkan l'chishiyecheta. Just like over there it means if, so to by a melech it means if. So Amar Mar, we just said, yochol gzeira. Gzeira mehechitesi. What makes you think that it means it's a gzeira? Hashem makes a gzeira, the melech's going to sin. Amar Yin, yes. Ashichon, dichtiv, v'nasati negat taras bebeis eretz achuzaschem. That Hashem says, I will place the nega in the houses when you come into Eretz Yisrael. Basuri hilahem, it's news. Shenegoyim boyim aleim. They've Reb Yehuda that the negoyim are going to come. Reb Shimon Omer, no. Prat linigay onsen. Now that just meant that if the taras happens by an ones, whatever that means, it's not called taras. That's why it says Hashem's going to put them there. It's not an ones. Don't think it's a mistake. If somehow there's a nega there from an ones, I don't know what that means. Then that's not considered taras. Lav Amar Yehuda Basura. Hachinami emagzerihi. So just like over there, Rabbi Yehuda holds, when Hashem says we're going to put the terrace in the houses, it's going to happen. So too, when it says when the Nasi will sin, means it's going to happen. Tamad lama im. That's why by a melech, by a Kohen Gadol, it says im. No. It's just a maybe. Ul Rabbi Shimon, nige ontin, milo metamu. Rabbi Shimon, nige ontin, milo metamu. Don't nige ontin. Don't they... They still cause tumah. For Tanya, Adam kiyiye. It says Adam kiyiye, which means menadibor ve'elech. Only from aseres adibros and on. Valodinhu tameh bezav v'tareh b'negayim. Such a thing as zav. Such a thing as taras. Ma zav menadibor ve'elech. Zav only applied from an Torah and on. Nobody was a zav in Mitzrayim. Af Negoyim menadibur ve'elech. So too, Negoyim only started from Matan Torah and on, right? So why do I need the pasuk? It's anyway it's obvious. So it says low. If Marta Bezav, want to talk about Zav, Shekain, Ein Metame Ba'ones. Zav can't be ba'onis, it has to be baratzon. Tomer ben agoyim shem tam ba'onis. Maybe a taras is even by mistake. Tamad lomar, adam ki yiyah, men adibur ve'elech, only from Matan Torah and on. Fine. Rava amar, prat lenige ruchos. It comes to exclude negoyim of the wind, ruchos of spirits, demons. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. Rav papa amar, prat lenige kshafim. If someone makes taras with kishuf, that also doesn't count. No. So the Havmina was.
Nothing before Matan Torah. Nothing really before Matan Torah.
I know. The just this all side point. Why it says Asher when they'll sin. So now.
What about the Saras that came through Moshe at?
Yeah, that's a good question. That wasn't really. Yeah, that was just. That wasn't really taras.
It wasn't coming at the moment.
You know.
Okay.
I mean, it was taras.
Yes.
I mean, looked like taras, right?
It was
just a test for him, right? It wasn't the halachas of taras.
No, it wasn't halachas. Right.
Tana Rabbanan. It says Asher Nasi Yechteh. When the Nasi will sin. Prat L'chola. That excludes when he's sick, which I think means he has taras. So we should have a lechole itchle minisiyase, or just because he's sick, he's not a melech anymore. But the melech has the flu; he's not a melech anymore. Rav Dimi Baruchama pral rosh and stara. No, it doesn't mean he's sick; he has the flu. It means he has tzaras. Shemar, like it says, once a melech has tzaras, he's not a melech anymore, as long as he has tzaras. Shemar, it says, v'yidak Hashem is a melech. That Hashem gave one of the melechim tzaras. Which one? Uziyahu, vayihi mitzora ad yomoso. He was in mitzora his whole life. Vayeshev bebeis hachafshis, and he was in the house of freedom. He was a free man now. He didn't have the burden of running the kingdom. He was a free guy, a happy guy, right? Vayosam ben hamelech alabayis, and Yosam his son was in charge of the house, right? So b'dikara beis hachafshis, since it calls him a free man, he was in the house of freedom. Michlal dar hashta evan have a. Till then, he was a mamash slave. Ki had the Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, havi ozli b'sfinta. Listen to the story. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua were going on a boat. Bahadi Rabbi Gamliel, havi pita. Rabbi Gamliel brought along bread with him. Bahadi Rabbi Yeshua, hayapita v'sulta. He brought bread and flour. Shlim pite Rabbi Gamliel. So he finished up. Rabbi Gamliel finished up his bread. Samach asulta Rabbi Yeshua. He asked Rabbi Yeshua if he could borrow some flour to bake more bread. Amalei mihavi yadaslan. Tahavilon akuva kulehai, this is sulta. What made you bring flour? What made you think we'd be on the boat so long? that you brought extra flour to have extra food. So smart of you, Rabbi Yeshua. Like, who thought of that? Amalei kochav echad l'shivim shana. Every 70 years, there's some kind of star. Perhaps it's a comet. Ole umate es asfinos, asfanim. It rises and it throws the boats off kilter. It throws the boats off track. They can't follow the navigation because of this star. Makes a mistake. Vamarte, and I said, Shema yale v'yitze osaru. Maybe that'll happen when we're on the boat. So I was extra cautious, and I took a long flight. Maybe this is going to be the time. Amalei, kol kach bire biyadecha v'ata ola v'sfina. Hey, you're so smart, and you never have to go on a boat to make a parnasa. Like you're so smart. Amalei, ad shetetam alai. You're wondering about me? Yes, kasha me? Tama, al shnei talmidim. There's two talmidim. Sheish lach biyabasha. Back home. Rabbi Elazar Chisma, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gud Gada. Sheyodin l'shar kamatipos yesh bayam. They can tell you how many drops are in the ocean. They ain't lehem pas lecha, v'lo beged lobosh. They have nothing to eat, nothing to wear. So poor, these people. Look how smart they are. You wonder about me? I'm not so smart. I'm just precautious. They're so smart. Nasan daito l'hoshiv and barosh. So Rabbi Gamliel thought to make these two guys, these two rabbanim, so smart, the head of the yeshiva. Kisha'ala, when they got back on dry land, shalach lehem. He called for them, v'lo bo. They didn't come. Why didn't they come? Because they didn't want that. Why? Because it's a bit of slavery, right? Bo, v'chazer v'shalachu bo. Okay, they called him a second time, they had to go. Amalehem, mekimadum anatem, shesora adinosein lachem. They said to him, you want to give me a covid? You want to make me covid? Avdus adinosein lachem. It's avdus that I'm giving you. Not covid, it's avdus. Shinemar, v'idabru ilav lemar intiyeh, im hayom tiyeh eved la'amazeh. Right? So you see from here that being in charge is like mamash avdus. How do you start that? Oh yeah, because you said that if a melech gets tzaras, he's not a melech anymore, right? When that king got tzaras, he was a free man, he was a happy guy, right? It never goes away. And it never decreases.
That's why there's a special bracha for people also with tzaras because of all the aggravation.
Exactly.
Right, but that's not different from like the leper colonies these years ago.
It's the same thing.
Not leprosy. Is that the same thing?
Leprosy is not tzaras.
Right, exactly.
Because you can't have leprosy on clothing and houses. They call it that because it's similar in certain respects. White. Right? Tanar Rabbanan. Asher Nasi Yechte. It says, when the Nasi will sin, when the Melech will sin. So we thought, does that mean the Melech is going to sin? No, it really means if. So I say the word when. Asher. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Ashrei Hador, Shanasi Shalom, Mevi Kor, and Ashrei Gassav. It's a very good generation when the king makes a mistake, and brings a chatos because he makes a mistake. He's so humble, right? Im nasi shalom evi karbon tzarachat alom or mao hedyot. If the melech does that, what about the regular people? Im al shigazom evi karbon tzarachat alom or mao bezidono. What would happen if the melech makes a mistake? B'mezid. Amazing, he did something wrong. B'mezid. He's got a tie for two. Look, everybody else. So. But if he makes a mistake, he's so willing to correct it. Alachas kav v'kam. If he does something on purpose. Maskev lo rava brei deraba el meata dechsev. Vesasher chata menakodesh yishalim. Says the word asher. The Yerava menavot dechsiv be asher chata vaasher hichti hachanami da asher adarhu. Well, that's a good thing. Well, lucky I wrote menavot asher. Ashrei. No. Shani hacha deshani kra bidibure. No, it's different over here by the melech. Why? Because it's the only time it says the word asher. Rashi points out on the right side, like the third line from the bottom. Ubeidachsiv. By every other carbon, it said, Im kol adas Yisrael yeshgu, Im kohen ha-mashiach, Im nefesh, v'chaksiv asher. Why does it say asher? Nasi yechte, vadai ashrei mashma. Every time it says the word asher in the Torah, it doesn't mean fortunate. Here it does. Right?
But doesn't Rashi say something different in Chumash?
No, Rashi says exactly this.
He says that in Chumash?
Yes.
So who is this who says, it says Asher because it's inevitable if you put in a position of authority that you're going to get distracted?
That's not what Rashi says over there. So the letter Shin, right, the letter Shin means the same thing as Asher. Right? She, Shenasi Yachta. Asher Nasi Yachta. Same thing. Right. So my 7-year-old son asked me, why does it ever say the word Asher? For Shin is the same thing. I don't have an answer for that. Good question. Darash Rav Nachan Bar Rav Chista. My dechsiv, Yesh Hevel Asher Nasa Al Haaretz. What does that mean? There's Hevel in the earth. Ashreim L'tadikim Shemagia Aleim Kemaita Rishayim. Okay. Ashreim L'tadikim. Fortunate are the tzaddikim, shemagia aleim kemaita harishayim sholom haba ba'olam hazeh. They get the olam haba of rishayim, which is torture, pain, suffering, ba'olam hazeh, in this world. Oylehem l'rishayim. Woe is to the rishayim. Shemagia aleim kemaita tzaddikim sholom haba ba'olam hazeh. Woe is to the rishayim that they get the maita tzaddikim of olam haba in this world. In other words, in this world, the Rishayim have it very good, like Tzadikim in the next world. Rishayim have it very good in this world. Woe is to them. So Amar Rava, Atu Tzadike Yachli Tre Almi Mi Sanilu, would it be so bad, says Rava, if Tzadikim had a little good in this world also? Would that be so terrible? They have to be like the Rishayim of the next world. Could the kid have it a little good over here? Mi Sanilu, would that be so bad? El Amar Rava, no. Ashayim l'tzadikim, lucky are the tzadikim. Shemagiyim aleim kemaita harishayim sh'olam hazeh, ba'olam hazeh. Even in this world, like the rishayim. I'll have it, I can also have a little good. Oylehem l'rishayim, that doesn't change. Woe is to the rishayim, shemagiyim aleim kemaita tzadikim sh'olam hazeh, ba'olam hazeh. Woe is to the rishayim that they have, some tzadikim suffer, they all, hold on 1 second, what does this mean? Right? Meaning they're going to suffer. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, Asla Kamei Derava, Amalahu. They said to him, Ukimtan Mesechtas Plan, who Mesechtas Plan? Did you learn this Mesechta? Did you learn that Mesechta? Did you prepare the Mesechtas? Amrulay In. He said, yeah. So, Iatiru Purta, did you become rich? Amalay In. Yes, I did. The Zabin Ketina Ta'ara. I sold a piece of land. I became rich. So Kari Alayu, Hashem Tzadikim, lucky the Tzadikim, Shemagim Alayim Kamaisa Rishayim, Balamazeh, Balamazeh. That they have a little bit good in this world, like the Rishayim that have it good in this world. Okay? Next. Omer Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Omer V'Yochanan. My Dechziv, what does it mean when it says, Ki Yishar Darche Hashem, the righteous go in the path of Hashem, V'Tzadikim Yelchubam, the tzaddikim will go that way, uposhim yikashlubam, and the rishayim will stumble in the same path where the tzaddikim don't stumble. That's what the pasuk says, right? It's a pasuk in Hosea. So, mashal, you know what that's like? L'shnei b'nei Adam, two people, shetalu pischeim, that they both went to shecht the carbon pesach, to roast the carbon pesach, echad achlu l'shei mitzvah. One ate it, even carried the mitzvah. And one ate it because he's hungry. It's a good barbecue. So, Zesh, Achul, Shay, Mitzvah, Tzadikim, Yelchubam. You ate it for a mitzvah, you're a tzaddik. Zesh, Achul, Shay, Achilagasa, if you ate it for an Achilagasa, Uposhim, Yikashlu, Bam. What does it say? The wicked sinners will stumble. Right? Some labor shrakish. 1 second. Russia, Karisale? Call the guy a Russia? Why is he a Russia? Why is he Russia? Nahi, it's true. The love of mitzvah in a mufchar. He didn't do the best mitzvah possible. Pesach milavach kachel. Didn't he eat it? Didn't he eat a carbon Pesach? He ate it. He ate it. What do you want from the guy? Right? That can't be right. That's not what it means. That can't mean that.
Because maybe when he ate it, he didn't think about it and he didn't do the shame mitzvah.
See, so he's saying he didn't have kavana.
Right, yeah.
He didn't have kavana. So it's mashmi, did have kavana, but he also had kavana to enjoy himself. Right?
Well, enjoy yourself a little bit, because if you don't enjoy yourself...
Yeah?
Then
I mean, let me ask you a question. Do you enjoy yourself when you shake a lulav? The answer is no. No. Let's not kid ourselves. So one's eating and one's not eating, right?
Right.
So when you're eating, you can do it. I'm doing it for a mitzvah. You enjoy yourself when you eat daf yikomen? Most people don't. Why? Because you're full already. You're full already. Yeah. So you're not so enjoying it. Why are you doing it? It's a mitzvah. What if you really taki mamish enjoy it? Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
That's 100% mutter. So this guy, maybe he enjoyed it a little too much. He's sitting at the Seder. What's he doing? Yeah. He's eating it at the Seder.
Yeah.
Right? He's eating it at the Seder. We're supposed to be eating it.
Right.
So what this kid said, what comes now? Oh, now comes Korban Pesach. Excellent. What a good Rebbe you have. Let's eat. So he's a little geschmack. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Says Rosh Lakish, what's wrong with that? Ela Marshal Shnei B'di Adam. Listen to this one. Two people. Ze Ishto V'Achoso Imu B'Bayis. Ve'ze Ishto V'Achoso Imu B'Bayis. One's got his wife and also his sister in the house. And the other one also has his wife and his sister in the house. Echad Nizdamalo Ishto. One, luckily, was with his wife. Ve'echad Nizdamalo Achoso. And the other one, unluckily, ended up sleeping with his sister. Right? Didn't see. It was dark. Zesh Nizdamalo Ishto. Tzigim Yelchaba. The tzaddik ended up being with his wife. Zesh Nizdamalo Achoso. Upsham Yichashul Bam. And the other one, that wasn't his wife, that was his sister, that was a huge mistake. Right? That's what happens to a Rasha. So the Gemara says, that's not what this pasuk means. Mi dami, anan kaminan hu derech, hacha shnei drachim. I'm talking about one path. You gave me two paths. You gave me two women. This guy got lucky, that guy got unlucky. That doesn't mean that. Ela, mashal lelot u shnei benosav. How about this? It means Lot and his two daughters. Why? Hein sheniskavnu l'shei mitzvah. They slept with their father. Why did they do that? They did it for a mitzvah. They thought there's no one left in the world. They're the only ones left. Therefore, they have to populate the world. Haim, where am I? Hein nishkavnu l'shei mitzvah, tzadikim yelchubam. Lot's daughters are considered tzadikim. Who? Lot, sheniskavnu l'shei mavira. Lot was mishkavnu for an avira. Uposhim yikash lubam. That's a mistake. They did the same thing. There was the same ice between the two of them, between Lot and his daughters. They're a tzaddikim, he's not. Fadilma, who nami l'shem mitzvah kol mechavin? How do you know Lot was such a rasha? Doesn't say in the Torah that Lot did it without kavana. Where do you say that? Amar Yochanan, kol ha-pasak hazeh l'shem aveira nemar. The whole pasuk that we're going to read right now is read as an aveira, which is vayis. The pasuk has nothing to do with the story of Lot's daughters. It says, "Vayisa Lot is Einav." Lot lifted up his eyes. V'yaris kol kikar ayarden ki kol amashkel lefnei hashiches Hashem esedom v'samora began Hashem be'aretz Mitzrayim boach hatzar. So this whole pasuk now is going to be learned in, to show that Lot was a rasha. Vayisa Lot, v'tisa eshet adonav esenah. Just like when Potiphar's wife lifted up her eyes for an avera, esenav v'yomer Shimshon. V'yomer Shimshon, osa kachli ki hi yishara be'enai. Meaning, not good things. Vayar, he says Vayar. He also says Vayar osa Shem ben Chamar. Vayar Shem ben Chamar also saw. Also not a good thing. Everything Lot did was not a good thing. It's called kikar yardein, ki ba'ad isha zona kikar lechem. Also, pasuk by a woman, also not a good thing. Then it says ki kula mashke, the whole land was all fertile. El ha'achre me'avai, nesuni, Lachmai, Umemai, Timri, Upishti, Vishmani, Ushikuyai. Right, in other words, that it's all for Avodah Zarah purposes, all for bad purposes. So Lot was on tzaddik. So Gemara says, Ay, Vahaminas Onis, but Lot was a Onis. He was drunk. What do you want from the guy? You can't do it Aver when you're drunk. You have no das. Tanam Yishem Rabbiosi Barevchoni, Lama Nokod al Vav Shebekuma, Shebekhira. Why is it dot on top of the Vav? Of the word vakuma by the older sister, lama lacha shebeshichva lo yada. When he went to sleep, he didn't know, he was drunk. Avol vakuma yada. When he woke up in the morning, he realized what was done to him. So what did I do? So he was still an ones. My havel ila mevat. My dahava hava. What do you want from the guy? What do you want from Polot? It happened already. Nafkamina de lepanya achrina lo yboile lemishti. The next night is the problem. Shouldn't have done it the next night. He sees what these girls are up to. Right? Even though they're doing it L'Shem Shemayim, he realized he shouldn't have done that. He did it anyway. Not L'Shem Shemayim.
Shouldn't have gotten drunk.
Shouldn't have gotten drunk, exactly. So he allowed it to happen. He's blamed.
Even though Rus came out of that. Even though Rus
came out of that. Dorosh Rabba, we're going to get to that. My dechziv. Es nishba mikiryas oz, umadinim kivriach armon. Ach, nishba mikiryas oz, zelot. Shapirish me Avram. He separated from Avram. Umadinim kibriach Armon shutal medinim ben Yisrael Amon shnemar loyove Amon imovi b'kahal Hashem. Not only did Rus come from that, Mashiach came from that, right? David Melach came from that. Okay, the Gemara is going to say that tomorrow, today actually. Darash Rav of Itam Rav Yitzchak. My dechsev, what does it mean when it says, Ulataiva Yivakish Nifrod, Bechol Toshia Yizgale? Ulataiva Yivakish Yivnod Zelot, Shepard Ben Avram. Taiva made him separate from Avram. Bechol Toshia Yizgale, Shalazgale Kolono, but the Kseos, but the Midrashos, and not only that, we learn the downfall, the embarrassment, the shame. Zitnan, Ammonia, Moavi, Asur, Yisr, Olam. Ammonia and Moavi can never become part of Klal Yisrael. Why? Because of the shame of Lot's daughters.
Moab is made out.
I know. We're going to say that in a minute. Vamar Ula, Tamar Zinta, Zimri Zina. Tamar sinned, Zimri also sinned. Tamar Zinta, Yatsi Menu Malachim Neviim. Tamar sinned, and what was she talking to have? Malachim Neviim. Right? The Meshavit Yehudas comes from Tamar. Zimri sinned. Maflakam Ravov is Bisrael. And what happened?
Thousands
of people died. So what's the moral of the story? What's the lesson? What do you mean obvious?
Don't commit adultery.
What? Mindset's different.
Yeah, don't forget.
Sometimes you can do an Avera. Here, Amr of Nachman, Bar Yitzchak. Gedol Avera Lishma. An Avera Lishma is greater than Mitzvah Shalol Lishma. They're doing a Mitzvah Shalol Lishma. Shaking a lulav because you're in shul, and everyone else, I'll shake a lulav also. That's shalol lishma, really. But doing an avera lishma is greater than a mitzvah shalol lishma. Now, nobody, don't try this at home. We don't recommend this. You have to be in a certain madriga to do an avera lishma. Because if you do an avera, it's a real lishma. Right? Shenemar, tivarech, people can say that. It's a very hard madriga to do an avera lishma. Especially in a avera you enjoy.
People talk themselves into it all the time.
All the time they talk themselves into it. All the time. Is it real lishma? It's greater.
It's worse.
It's better. It's better to do a mitzvah an aver lishma than to do a mitzvah shalol lishma. Yeah. Tivarech, we're going to change that in a minute. Tivarech minashim Yael al eshet chev rakeni minashim ba'ol tivarech. Yael was greater than the imahos, right? Ma niu nashim ba'ol. Who are the nashim in the ohel? Sar Rivka Rachel v'Leah. Yael was greater than them. Ain't that true? Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav lolam yasak adam b'tor mitzvah tafil shalol lishma shemitach shalol lishma ba'ol lishma. Should we even even shake the lulav lishma? It'll come to lishma. Ella kim mitzvah shalol lishma. It's equal. Well, what did Yael do? Yael was boel sisra to get him tired, to kill him, and then aver lishma. Now let it be boel goy, but she did it lishma. So we can. Well, I'm going to go to that woman and that I'm going to do it lishma. So you have to be in a very high madriga to be lishma. I understand. So was Tamar, right? All these people were priests.
It's the same thing.
100%. Seven times they had relations, Yael and Sisera. Shenemar, Ben Raglea, Kara Nafal Shachav, Vakal Matanya Me'avira. But didn't she get Hanah from it? Then she got Hanah. So what kind of Lashma is that? She got Hanah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Mishum Ben Yechai, Afil Tavasim Shal Rashaim, Rahi Eitel Tzadikim. Somehow, that what a Russia, good by a Russia is bad by a Tzadik. She didn't get Hanah. Okay, I'm reviewed on my Rav. Lolam Yasso.
Purpose. That's why she didn't have enough.
But
she did for.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. I'm saying you have to be in a very high madriga
right.
To go into that situation and full lishma.
Right.
I'm reviewed on my Rav. Lolam Yasso. Adam b'Torah mitzvos. Afilu shalol lishma. Shemitok shalol lishma. Bal lishma. Even the Torah mitzvos shalol lishma. We talk shalol lishma. Bal lishma.
Eventually.
What? Eventually. Listen to this. Shebischar membeiv karbanos. In the schar of the 42 karbanos. Shehikriv Balak HaRasha, that Balak HaRasha brought, he brought 42 karbanos trying to curse Klal Yisrael. But at the end of the day, he brought karbanos. Zacha v'yatzeh menu Rus. He was zacha to have Rus come out of him. The Amar of Yosi Rabbi Chanina, Rus, Bas Beno Shel Egron, Ben Beno Shel Balak, Melech Moav. Says Rashi, what's the Mida Kineged Mida of bringing karbanos to having Rus? What kind of reward is that? What's the reward? So Rashi says over here something absolutely impossible. He says, "Shiyata mimena David." David came from Rus. Shiruya laHakadosh Baruch Hu b'shiros u'b'tishbachos. And David HaMelech made songs to Hashem.
That was the purpose.
What does that mean? What does that mean? Yeah. How is it? He brought karbanos and David sang songs.
Right.
David came from this, so he brought karbanos. David sang songs. What's the Mida Keneged Mida? Rashi just made it harder, not easier. So the truth is that What?
What did he do?
What did who do? Balak broke Karbanos. So as a result for that, Tavrus. What's the Midah? No, because it's David. What's that? Shtir Shishbachos. So the truth is that in Malachim, Rashi says something different. He says, Zachza v'yatza menu Rus, Shem yatza mimenu David u'shlomo, Sheharbu lahakrif karbanos. Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, and we bring karbanos. Because Balak brought karbanos, we bring karbanos. And what does Rashi here say? Who is this over here? The Zera Avram says, it must be a mistake in this Rashi. Rashi can't say that. Can't mean this. First of all, it's also a different Rashi, where he throws in Shlomo. Second of all, what's Shiras V'Shabachas to do with anything?
Why? Serving Hashem either through sacrifices or through his soul. You're both doing it through
his
soul.
Because his purpose was to curse. That's what he wanted to do, to curse.
That's not what the Gemara says. It doesn't say the cursing, it says the Karbanos aspect.
What was the Karbanos part of?
It was part of the cursing.
Exactly.
Right, so that's already a stretch.
And he's switching it around and make rough.
Right. The Zera Avram, who's Zera Avram? I'm not sure who that is. Zera Avram is Rav Nachum Zemba? Zera Avram, yeah, maybe it's him. He says that, if Rashi wouldn't say this, I would say the other Rashi says David and Shlomo, because they're Kabanos. If Rashi wouldn't say this. How are you going to answer this? Matthew had a very nice thought. Right? The cursing was to use your mouth to curse. David used it for Tov. The Kabanos, that's all part of the same story. Right? Very nice. Okay? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up on the bottom, second to bottom line, Amr of Chia. Everybody have a very good day.